Fart jokes. The boy sat farting at my desk chair one fine morning as I listened from the bedroom, assigning names to each one. The taxonomical science of fart naming is, in fact, partly an art. I don't mean an art in the sense that it gives intellectual pleasure, for the sciences are intended for intellectual enjoyment as much for utility. I mean it's an art in that it appeals to the senses. The sense of hearing in particular. Not necessarily smell, though. His first rip was, of course, the bloodhound. Easily predictable in individuals with scrawny, bony asses, especially when released in a foam fabric medium such as my desk chair. Being an early morning fart, this specimen was hardly muted in the least by the padded seat, and it traveled well. Just the sound of it brought back a pang of nostalgia. As everyone my age knows, the older you get and the fatter your ass gets, the bloodhound fades into memory, along with the elephant, the motocross, and the bumblebee. The next one, however, the Rottweiler, was a bit of a surprise, since the boy really doesn't have the skeletal structure and muscle tissue to survive it without risk of injury. There really isn't any need to describe the Rottweiler. Any woman who has been a wife longer than 6 or 7 hours can recognize it. It has a serious and fundamental character. It announces power, authority, and most of all, maturity. It claims, I have arrived. I have a family. Give me a job. The fact that a kid who just topped 100 pounds managed the Rottweiler so effortlessly shows the promise of greatness in him. It's entirely feasible that he could win a seat in the U.S. Senate. Maybe not as a Democrat from Kansas, but you never know. After the Rottweiler, I did not seriously expect any more appreciable volume out of his ass. I was about to recommend that we seek medical attention for him when a sound rather akin to human speech came from my study. I couldn't tell whether the boy was laughing or farting until I recognized the dolphin. The dolphin isn't so much a type of fart as a family of farts. The dolphin requires years of training and practice to recognize and classify because, in addition to its complexity, it is somewhat rare. Thus, most people remain amateurs at recognizing the dolphin and have even been caught up in attempts to converse with it. In order to forestall any unkind criticism of my theory or my expertise, I wish to stress that I am not an expert, nor is this a theory of any kind. I would direct all critics to the scholarly journals on this topic if you wish to explore the scientific merits of acoustical analysis of farting. I am but a small voice in a vast roaring ocean of sound, trying to find some sort of meaning through this one portal of my 5 senses.